T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
HD1 Pittsburgh. It's time for the best Steelers insight from our Hall of Famer and Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette.
Let's go!
Ed Bouchette is heard exclusively on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Efforting our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. Ron, what I thought would happen, or should happen, apparently has happened in the NFL, and that is the Players Association is demanding the release of those emails. I figured that would that would take place because they want to know what are people saying behind the scenes that might be like what Gruden said.
They want to know who they're working for.
Yes,
right? that's bottom line. They want to know who they're working for.
That's exactly right. So the NFLPA to petition the NFL to release all those emails from the Washington football team investigation after Gruden's resignation. And one can only imagine what else you might find in there. So far, the NFL has selectively leaked certain emails, it would appear, although they deny that. They said they didn't leak the emails.
Where did they come from?
They had to do it. No one else has access to it.
But it would appear their intention was to bury Gruden, who deservedly was buried. We'll see where it goes from here. Let's bring on Ed Bouchette. Ed, how are you today?
Joe, thank you. I'm good, Joe. Thank you.
Wonderful to hear your voice. What do you make of all this this whole story, the emails, the John Gruden thing, and maybe what could be a larger story? What's your take, Ed?
Well, first of all, Joe, it doesn't surprise me that some of these guys say those things. Maybe it's surprising they put them in emails, but having been around football for a long time, it just, you know, it doesn't surprise me, but it's stupid, and it's even dumber to put it in an email. Go ahead, Mark.
And there's no way they could have kept him, right? He had to go, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what he put in those, are you kidding me? You know, it's like that NBA owner, right? That they forced out.
Right, the Clippers. Sterling, right? Sterling.
Right, right. Nobody will hire him. We'll never hear of John Gruden again. He'll be out there with OJ somewhere, you know. I can't imagine a network hiring him. I just can't imagine him doing anything involved in the sport. So he can just go into the sunset and retire with his $30 million or however many million he made for the Raiders.
The feeling here is this story is far from over, that these 650,000 emails, there could be some other people linked to this. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but who's in charge of releasing them, Ron?
That's what we're talking, the NFL, right?
Well, remember, that's the same one who burned the tapes, the Spygate tapes.
Joe brought that
same
up earlier.
League, same commissioner, you know. So I'm not so sure they want to. A scandal of a bigger magnitude.
Bob, would you like to weigh in?
Well, can we talk about the Steelers here for a moment, or are we staying on that topic?
Go for it, Bob.
Okay,
whatever you like, Bob.
No, I just wanted to say, is this the blueprint they're going to use moving forward? Maybe not to the point of 35 rushes a game and 25 passes, but more of a run game component that you would think make it a little bit better on the pass game in terms of opportunities.
Yeah, you know, Bob, the blocking is what they needed, and they got it finally. And if they're going to block like that every game, then, yeah, that's the blueprint, right? I mean, you can mix it up. You run, It opens up the pass, opens up the play action, you know, opens up a lot of things. The question we all might probably have is, can they keep this up? It's a young line. We thought maybe it might, the longer they go, the more they play together, the more they develop, they should get better, right? Well, if what they showed the other night is what they can do, this offense might be in pretty good shape. But they don't want Ben throwing it 50 times a game, you know. And if they can mix it up like that, that's beautiful. That's the way they always want to do it.
How big a loss is Juju, in your opinion, Ed?
I think he's more of an emotional loss for them than an on-the-field loss. I mean, I don't know that his stats were very good. He was a good blocker, but I don't know how much that's going to come into play. I think I like James Washington, and he'll play more now. The problem, of course, when this happens, when you lose someone like that, is you dig more into your depth. You know, they found that out on their defensive line and a little bit with their linebackers, what happens when they start losing guys. So they do have good depth at the receiver spot, but now each one of those guys have been hurt at some point, right?
Everyone.
So, yeah. So they can't afford to lose any more there, I wouldn't think.
Well, Juju's numbers were horrible. 15 catches, average right. The same as he had last year, 8.6 after – you know, the off season, him saying he wanted to be outside. He hadn't had a touchdown catch. He did run for the one. I heard Ben a little bit today. Just, I know how close Ben was to him, and I think you described it pretty well. Emotional loss for them.
Yeah, they'll get over it. I mean, I don't want to sound crass because it was a serious injury, and you know, Juju, you know, he has his detractors, but he seems like a pretty decent guy. It's a loss, but, you know, they didn't expect to have him this year anyway, right? That was manna from heaven when he rejoined them. So, but again, you know, they're digging into depth.
So you look at depth as far as the secondary also, you know, Cam Sutton has been out. I was a little surprised last week, Ed, that James Pierre had the assignment of Cortland Sutton, just because I thought maybe Hayden would have switched over there. But how about depth over there in that department, and how important it is, you know, if you don't get the pressure? And they didn't get pressure as that game wore on. I was surprised by that. Eventually, that could be a problem moving forward as well.
Yeah, but I, you know, Bob, we could sit here and think of all the problems they have. I thought they played pretty well until the fourth quarter. And Pierre was up and down, but he made the two big plays. And I think it just sounded like the way Mike Tomlin was talking yesterday that Sutton's going to be back. So they found out a little more about Pierre, and he got a little more playing time. And, you know, that other kid, number 35, looks pretty good as he's coming along as well. So that secondary doesn't bother me that much. And I think Terrell Edmonds is having a nice quiet season. Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing? I'm sorry, Ron.
Go ahead.
What are you hearing, if anything, about Tuitt?
I hear nothing, Joe. I hear nothing.
Ed,
they haven't started his clock yet, right?
No, they haven't.
You know, that 3-week clock, and they have till, I forget, it's like halfway through the season to determine that. 9 weeks or 10 weeks, I don't know anymore, with the 17-game season. But I don't know that they're counting on him.
Ed, we were going over the schedule and how quickly things can change. This is such a big game, we think, Sunday night. You get to 3-3 if you win. You get Seattle without Russell Wilson. Then you have a week off. And then Cleveland. And then right after that, you got Chicago and Detroit. You know, and then it gets a lot harder after that. But they can sneak back into things, can't they?
Yeah, they can, Ron, especially, I mean, this year they've added another game for them to get back into things, and they've added another playoff spot, another wild card spot, so there's another one of those open. Yeah, I mean, they've played one division opponent so far, and they lost that one, but they have, you know, five more games against their division teams, and you know, starting with that Cleveland game. But they have to make hay now, as you mentioned. They got Detroit and Chicago. Those, to me, you have to win those games as well as this one. I'm not so sure that they're going to go to Cleveland and win, but who knows? But even if they don't, if they win these others at home, they'll be, what, 5-4? Is that my math? Is that right? 3-3, 4-5-4, right.
So, Ed, let me ask you about this. We had this discussion about the Ravens. They are 4-1. The record is what it is. However, it looks like they very easily could have been the other way around. They went to overtime and had to win against the Raiders. They should have lost to the Lions. They should have lost to the Colts the other night. What are the Ravens? Yeah. Are you, even though the record says 4-1, are you buying what they have?
I haven't really watched them yet. I didn't see them the other night. You know, their defense isn't the greatest, but that quarterback seems to be getting better, I think. And who knows, maybe by the time they get here, Le'Veon Bell will be playing better for them. I don't know. I just that's the way the league is anymore, Bob. I mean, look at some of these games. Look at Kansas City. Who thought they'd be where they are after the Steelers beat Buffalo? Who thought they would not lose another game? It just, this league is so topsy-turvy, you know, and the Steelers are showing that themselves.
Bob, we had Jerome Bettis on with us, Ron and I did at his golf tournament the other day, and he said he thinks Najee Harris can be better than him. What do you think of that?
Well, he can be, but you know, he's got a long way to go, Joe. You know, Jerome's in the Hall of Fame, so I'm not going to call this guy a Hall of Famer after five games. He looked pretty good the other night. He's looked good so far. I mean, he's gotten nothing where – I mean, he's got something when there was nothing, and then he got more when there was something. So, and he's a catcher. He's a blocker. So he's a big guy. But I'm sorry. With all due respect to Jerome, I'm not going there yet.
Ed, what's your prediction for this week? Do you like him to beat Seattle? You know, it's a little easier to make the call, I guess, without Russell Wilson, but this is our last chance to talk to you before Sunday.
Yeah, I liked him last week, Ron, as you guys did, and I do like him again. I mean, based on how they played last week, based on Russell Wilson not being there, they're Seattle's defense, they're complaining about that out in Seattle, too. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Steelers. And I'm on a roll. I got two in a row. I picked them to lose to Green Bay and win this one.
All right, Ed, we appreciate you joining us, but I can't let you go without you and the other fellows answering this question. William Shatner became the oldest person to go into space. I think this was today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was.
90 years old. He goes into space. Would any of you guys, including you, Ed, get on a rocket ship and go to Mars, I don't know, wherever? Mars, the moon, Uranus, wherever, Ed. Well, would you get on a rocket ship?
Let me answer that first. As a guy that was victim of one of the Southwest airline cancellations the other day and having to drive home from Chicago, I don't want to get on an airplane, let alone a rocket ship.
Ron would drive to space.
I'd drive to space before I'd get on one. Ed?
I was going to say, I don't want to get on a helicopter. I don't want to get on a hot air balloon. I'll still get on an airplane, Ron, but no, you can keep the rockets.
What would be your price, Ed and Ron? $10,000?
What do you mean?
$10,000?
For what?
To
for
get
what?
Out?
I don't want.
To go into space?
I don't want to go on one.
$50,000?
No, I don't want to go into space.
$100,000?
Look, here's my deal. When I die, you can put my urn and send it to space. How's that?
All right, I'll do that. Bob, would you go to space?
Yes.
No hesitation there.
I just can't get it. I still have, and Ron was there with me. We were at the Bears Super Bowl when the Challenger exploded.
Yes, we were.
I want no parts of space.
Well, that
yes,
was a pretty were. Scary situation there. But
so, Bob, well, you'd do
it
that.
It happened again. It happened on that return flight the one time, though there's other people.
Do they serve a meal on this trip, Bob, do you think?
Yeah.
Huh?
If they do, he'd have to float to catch it. It's all the way gravity's taken over. I can't get the sub. It keeps floating away from me.
You're not getting me up in one of those.
When I was a kid, we were all excited because they said the astronauts drank Tang, T-A-N-G, which was our orange juice.
We used to drink. Yep, I drank Tang too. mixed the powder with water, right?
Yeah. I don't think they make it anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
I wonder if they show a movie on these flights, Ed. I imagine it's not Apollo 13. That wouldn't go over well, right?
They're up and down in like 20 minutes, right? It's not very long.
Yeah, it's just an up and down thing. It's not. You're not going up there and exploring anything.
Right? They could have been up and down in the time I was a guest on your show today.
And listen, if you're 90 like William Shatner, I mean, you know, why not?
What do you have to lose at that point? Right.
It's a great thing to
do. On the bucket list.
Thank you, Ed.
See you, Ed.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, Ed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.